Taking a look at sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. One of the lead stories out in sports this morning is NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens. By the way, Terrell is 49 years old. He's eyeing his return to the Cowboys. He last played in 2010. The agent who played for him has been in constant communication with the Cowboys regarding a possible return. That, according to Sports Illustrated. If Owens comes back, he'd be the oldest player in NFL history, surpassing the late George Blanda, who was under center for the Oakland Raiders at the age of 48 in 1975. Quote, Terrell is ready to contribute and play any role, big or small, according to his agent. His agent went on to say, he's a legend. We want to make history and see him break these records. If anybody can do it, it's him. End quote. Well, recently, the Cowboys passed on Odell Beckham, and they signed T.Y. Hilton. They are still looking for more help, so it might be Terrell Owens. And he has, I will say one thing, I've seen all the reports on him, and I've seen him, he appears to have kept himself in real, real good condition. So I think anything is possible. Because he can be a spot player. And he doesn't have to play every down. So there you go. All right. Okay. We're in the college bowl season. And there's so many bowls. The importance of most of the bowl games is only for the fan base of the colleges that actually make the playoffs. You need at least six wins to make any one of the bowl games for the bowl games to select you to play in them. The real bowl games that really count, you know, the Rose Bowl, the National Football Championship, those are the big schools. But every once in a while, something happens, and Oklahoma State's coach got testy with reporters after they lost in their bowl game. Now, Oklahoma State is a pretty good football team, all right? They ended the year, though, at 7-6, and a reporter asked him about his plans for the offseason, and here's what he said. Do you think I would tell you if I was making staff changes? End quote. And then went on to say, don't be an ass. Ah, goodness gracious. All right, so that is that in sports. Of course, this is a pretty big weekend for the Giants. If they win at home against Indianapolis, they assure themselves a spot in the playoffs after a year last year where they only won four games. It'd be a pretty incredible feat. I'm happy with the direction the team's headed in right now, but I'd be even happier if they did make the playoffs. Because that just wasn't even on my horizon. On my horizon was just winning 7 to 9 games, which they have a chance to do. All right, so we do have football coming up this week, and football this week, as a matter of fact, will start tonight. The Dallas Cowboys go up against the Titans. That is tonight. All right. Okay. That is Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. NBA action yesterday. We'll see if any of our local teams took to the court yesterday. The Nets, they keep winning. They're having a good streak now. They defeated the Hawks 108-107. 108-107 yesterday. No other locals played yesterday. Coming up today, the Celtics take on the Clippers and the Knicks take on the Spurs. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, in games that were played yesterday from local teams, the Bruins down the Devils 3-1. They're the only ones that played yesterday. Meanwhile, today, the Rangers will take on Tampa Bay Lightning. The Blue Jackets will take on the Islanders in the National Hockey League. It's all right. And in NCAA football, in the bowl games, the Texas Bowl, Texas Tech defeated Mississippi 42-25. The Holiday Bowl yesterday, number 15, Oregon, over University of North Carolina, 28-27. The Liberty Bowl yesterday, Kansas lost to Arkansas, 55-53. In the Military Bowl, Duke defeated the University of Central Florida, 30-13. Those were the bowl games that were played yesterday. Taking a look at top 25 college basketball. Number 3, Houston downed Tulsa, 89-50 yesterday. Number 23, New Mexico over Colorado State, 88-69. Number 9, Alabama defeated LSU. Was defeated by LSU, 60-57. Xavier, ranked number 22, defeated St. John's, 84-79. And Denver 12, Baylor downed Nichols State, 85-56. And that, my friends, happens to be a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.